This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. In the wake of the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam, India has banned the entry of Pakistani ships at Indian ports. It has also prohibited Indian ships from visiting Pakistani ports. Directorate General of Shipping in a statement said that any ship bearing the flag of Pakistan shall not be allowed to visit any Indian port. It also said that Indian flag ships will also not visit any ports of Pakistan. The DGS said that the restrictions have been put in place with immediate effect until further order. The decision has been taken to ensure safety of Indian assets, cargo and connected infrastructure in public interest and for the interest of Indian shipping. It added that any exemption or dispensation from this order shall be examined and decided on case-to-case basis. Earlier, India also banned direct or indirect import of all goods from Pakistan with immediate effect. Directorate General of Foreign Trade said in a notification that direct or indirect import or transit of all goods originating in or exported from Pakistan shall be prohibited with immediate effect. It said this restriction is imposed in the interest of national security and public policy. Any exception to this prohibition will require approval of the government. India has also suspended all postal services to and from Pakistan. India has announced a defence credit line of $200 million in Indian rupees to support the modernisation of Angola's armed forces. The announcement came following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, in New Delhi. After the meeting, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed that terrorism remains a serious threat to humanity and expressed gratitude for Angola's condolences following the recent terror attack in Pahalgam. In a joint press statement, PM Modi emphasized India's commitment to taking firm and decisive action against terrorists and their supporters and thanked Angola for its solidarity in combating cross-border terrorism.
पहलगाम में हुए आतंकी हमले में मारे गए लोगों के प्रति राष्ट्रपति लोरेंसो और अंगोला की संवेदनाओं के लिए मैं उनका आभार व्यक्त किया. वी आर कमिटेड टू टेक फर्म एंड डिसिसिव एक्शन अगेंस्ट टेररिस्ट एंड दोज हु सपोर्ट देम. वी थैंक अंगोला फॉर देयर सपोर्ट इन अवर फाइट अगेंस्ट क्रॉस बॉर्डर टेररिज्म.
Prime Minister Modi also extended his best wishes to Angola for its presidency of the African Union. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India is committed to mutually beneficial and sustainable partnership with all African countries. President Murmu met President of Angola João Lourenço at Rashtrapati Bhavan and hosted a banquet in his honour. The president said India shares a special friendship with African countries, including Angola. She appreciated the important role played by Angola in promoting peace, security and stability in Africa. President Murmu also said terrorism continues to be a scourge facing humanity and it should be unequivocally condemned in all its forms and manifestations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level review meeting in New Delhi to assess the progress of National Cooperative Exports Limited, NCEL, National Cooperative Organics Limited, NCOL, and Bharatiya Beej Sahakari Samiti Limited, BBSSL. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Shah stated that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the three national cooperative institutions were established in 2023 with the aim of serving as umbrella organizations for cooperative exports, organic production and the promotion of quality seeds. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Anthony Albanese on his election as the Prime Minister of Australia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, "The emphatic mandate indicates the enduring faith of the Australian people in Mr. Albanese's leadership." Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. This was the first meeting of Mr. Abdullah with Mr. Modi since the terror attack in Pahalgam last month. In IPL cricket, host Royal Challengers Bengaluru narrowly defeated Chennai Super Kings by 2 runs at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru a short while ago. CSK won the toss and opted for bowl first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.